Hello, hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to episode 91 of the Weekly Newsletter Podcast. And today's title is How to Be a Helpful Teacher Like Apollos. How to be a helpful teacher like Apollos. Isn't it lovely being helpful? It's quite fun, isn't it? I had an unexpected last-minute request from my friends in the Dublin Church to join their leadership team meeting this Friday night just gone. And I was more than happy to interrupt the work I was doing on a script of a new podcast called, probably, Malcolm's Master's Theocast. I'll be journaling and chronicling my journey through my master's that I've just begun. But I didn't mind putting that on one side to have a delightful 20 minutes or so hanging out on Zoom with my Irish brethren. And I think, and I hope, because they told me it was helpful, I think I was helpful, and it was a joy. It's a joy to be helpful, and it makes me think of Apollos. I love Apollos. And he's inspiring me and some friends of mine to put something on in November that I'm going to tell you about. See, Apollos was somebody who knew the Bible well and whose heart was to be helpful. Isn't that what all people who enjoy teaching the Bible want? Acts 18:27. When he, that's Apollos, arrived, he was a great help to those who by grace had believed. So do you have an interest in teaching God's word, and would you like to be more helpful to your congregation and to any seeking God? Well, if so, I reckon this November's teachers' gathering could be for you. Now, let me give you a bit of background as to where this comes from. So as you probably know, if you've been following my website and my YouTube channel and so on, you'll know that several of us from the UK were blessed to attend a recent ICOC teaching ministry conference in Estonia. And classes can be found online, and the references in the links are in the show notes. The conference was hosted by the Tallinn Church and organized by a diverse group of people headed by Andy and Tammy Fleming. We were so inspired by the depth and the practicality of the teaching, a great combination. And there were people like Andy and Tammy Fleming from Kiev, Val de Koha from Boston, Matthew Sim from Tallinn, Paul Smith in Johannesburg, Emmanuel Eme via link from Lagos, Steve Kennard also via a link from New York, Douglas Jacoby currently living in Scotland, Brad and Laura King were there from Paris, and many, many others. And in their teaching, they poured petrol on the fire of our teaching passion. It was wonderful. There are about 100 people there in person and about another 250 or perhaps even more participating online from all over the world. And that's what's inspired me and some of the others that went to come up with this idea this November. So who is it for, this teaching conference? Well, those present at the Tallinn conference from the UK had breakfast together on the final morning, and we shared our reflections, what we'd been learning, how we were feeling, and a common desire surfaced. We want to do our part in enabling ever healthier teaching to flourish in the United Kingdom. We don't have all the answers. United Kingdom and Ireland, of course. Sorry, my Irish brothers and sisters. Now, we don't have all the answers, but we sensed that if we meet together to worship with open hearts and Bibles, perhaps the Spirit will guide us. And therefore, we're offering this opportunity for like-minded men and women. Well, we want women there, men and women to gather. This event is open to anyone, men, women, whoever wants to come, anybody interested in developing their ability to correctly teach and explain God's word to others. It's not limited to those currently engaged in teaching in their congregations, particularly, it's not necessarily, you don't have to be appointed as a teacher. It's also for those who believe they could contribute to a healthy church environment using their gifts and knowledge of God's word appropriately. Our theme scripture is going to be Colossians chapter 1, verses 28 to 29, where Paul writes, "We proclaim him." See, it's all about Jesus in the end. It's not actually about teaching in a way, right? It's really about the master teacher, Jesus. "We proclaim him, admonishing every man and teaching every man with all wisdom." Well, we're trying to get as much as we can and help each other with that. "So that we may present every man complete in Christ." That's an ongoing project, isn't it? "For this purpose also I labor." It can be hard work at times. "Striving with all his power." Yes, we need to tap into God's power, which mightily works within me. And we all want that. And in that way, we can be helpful. So where is it? We're going to meet in Watford, where I live. Ha ha, excellent. And I welcome all of you to come to Watford. We're going to meet in a place called the West Watford Free Church Building, which is on Tolpitts Lane, Watford. The postcode is WD18 6NU. And those details are in the show notes. And what day and time? It is Saturday, 27th November, 10 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon. Just that Saturday morning. We'll follow the sessions with a free light lunch. A good friend of mine has volunteered to pay for lunch for everybody. A light lunch, sandwiches, that kind of thing, pastries, we'll have that organized. So that's available for free for anybody who wants to stay and talk more afterwards. Tea and coffee will be provided. There's a little kitchen in the place we're meeting. How will it be formatted? What will it look like? Well, we're going to send out in advance some videos on teaching topics to stimulate our thinking as preparation for our time together. So please do watch those or listen to those in advance. That will help because then we get more done in the time we have available. All the sessions will contain a mix of Bible teaching and table-based discussion, as well as some panel Q&A, apart from prayer and singing, of course, as well. But we want it to be interactive because I believe that when we bring that many people together, there's going to be so much wisdom in the room. It would be a shame if only two or three people spoke. So we'll have a chance to talk together and learn together. I believe that we learn best when we learn in community. The first part, we'll have two main parts. The first part will be on the issue of why personal development as a teacher matters and the benefits of collaborating as teachers. We'll talk about that, collaboration and personal development. And secondly, second area, we'll talk about how that might feed into, you know, what we're learning there, how we might feed it into our local church context. How do we take this home? And we'll conclude by drawing all the threads together. Now, the registration link is in the show notes and on my website in various places, but it's on Eventbrite. So if you search for it on Eventbrite by the title, How to Be a Helpful Teacher, so that's the title, How to Be a Helpful Teacher, on Eventbrite, online, you'll find it and you can get your ticket there. The tickets are free, but I'd really appreciate it if you could register if you're planning to come, because it makes a difference to, firstly, how many people we can get into the place, but also how much lunch we're going to end up providing. So please do register as soon as you can, and at least no later than November the 14th. That would be so helpful. We are hoping to provide the opportunity to attend online. We're working on some plans for that, to live stream it. My good friend and brother, Leon Watkins, is working on a plan. If it proves impossible for any reason, we will record the taught sessions and upload those as much as we can, all the material that's relevant and appropriate. If you have any questions about any of this or any suggestions, then please do email me. You probably know the email by now, but it's malcolm@malcolmcox.org. That's malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Send me any questions or suggestions. Thank you so much. And I'm sending this to you and reading this to you and sharing this with you on behalf of not only myself, but the rest of the organizing group, which is Chris Birtles, Andy Boachi, Andy Azilo, Douglas Jacoby, and Rob Payne. Right, that's that. Just a few brief thoughts towards the close here. Firstly, just to say a few things have gone on my website this week and YouTube channel, and you're welcome to have a look at those. There's the first in a series on leadership for Thames Valley. There's Mark chapter 6, The Changing Picture of Jesus, a sermon for the Watford Church of Christ, and a Tuesday teaching tip, number 234, on how to be a helpful teacher. No, that's the wrong title. I just realized I put that in the newsletter. It's not that. It's not how to be a helpful teacher. It's how to soak yourself in the text. There's an interesting thing. Oh, well, too late to edit it down. Never mind. I've got a list of some of the things I'm reading, which I will leave off the podcast, but is on the newsletter. And just some thoughts for the near future. And you could be praying for me as I help to set up a new Athens Institute of Ministry branch here in the UK and Ireland. We're working on that. As I record also the fourth class in the Holy Spirit Unity and Fellowship series coming up at Thames Valley, finalizing the details of the conference I just mentioned. I'm going to have some fun this week too. Going to see the movie Dune with some of the men from the Watford Church on Saturday to help celebrate Danny Makinson's birthday. I should be having lunch with my old pal Harry Patel on Friday, which will be fun. And on Thursday evening, I'll be helping the Thames Valley Conference Supremo, Obi Abuchi that is, with finalising some plans for the conference we're having, sponsored by Thames Valley, on the 7th to the 9th of January next year. It's going to be called Refresh. Refresh is the title of the conference. And on the Sunday the 9th, John Louis will be our visiting speaker, which will be rather splendid, I'm sure. And then this Friday, I will be attending the third seminar in my master's that I'm doing now at the London School of Theology. That'll be Friday afternoon on Friday, and that's that stretches my brain, so I'd appreciate any prayers you can spare for me that the brain cells will work in the way that I rather hope they might. Right, I think that'll do for this week. I hope you have found all this helpful, and in particular, if I could urge, beg, plead with you to do one thing, that would be to sign up for this conference on the 27th of November, how to be a helpful teacher. Or if you can't come, or you just feel it's not for you, that's fine. But pass this on to somebody else. I'll bet you know, don't you? You know somebody. Think about them right now. Who's that person? You know somebody. Yes, you've brought them to mind, haven't you? You know somebody that might like to come. Send this message on to them. Let them know about it and be a blessing to them. Help them out. Be a helpful teacher. Right, that's it for this week. I hope you have a wonderful week. Take care and God bless.